A show of hands, please. How many of you have either read or heard about any of the apparitions of our Blessed Virgin Mary? Excellent. Now, for those of you who have signed up or formed through our parish, I would like you to go on the site, look up a Father Jason Brooks, Legionary of Christ, and listen to a talk about Fatima living the message. It is an excellent listen. More about that later. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Think about this question outside of the gospel passage, outside of the Good Samaritan story, outside of who are our neighbors, but inside our own life. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Ask yourselves this question not just every day, but several times throughout the day. With this question before your eyes, see how it reflects what you are doing at any given moment. Will this or that project prepare me for eternal life? Will watching this or that television show or movie help me? Will this sport I'm watching or playing help me? Will this book I'm reading aid my way? You can think of this question as the original WWJD. Who remembers that? What would Jesus do? When we listen closely to our readings today, God Himself gives us the answer, and we need to listen. In our first reading from the book of Deuteronomy, Moses is speaking to us. If only you would heed the voice of the Lord your God, and keep His commandments and statutes that are written in the book of the law. He even tells us that this command I enjoin on you today, it is not too mysterious or remote for you. You don't have to go anywhere to carry it out, for it is very near to you already in your mouths and in your hearts. You have only to carry it out. You must act upon this word that is written in your hearts. But all too often, we ignore the words God has written on our hearts and don't obey His commands. God is telling us that even when we break the covenant with Him, He is patiently waiting for us, ready to forgive us. He is keeping His covenant with us ever in His mind. Throughout the centuries since Jesus told us the story of the Good Samaritan, He has been pleading with us to return to Him, the one who has bathed us in His blood and anointed us with the oil of gladness. He carried us in His own body and placed us in the inn of His holy church. He has left two precious coins to cover the cost of caring for us until He comes again. That is, His word and His sacraments. What does the word compassion mean? The word compassion means to suffer with. To be compassionate means that we are willing to suffer for those who are suffering. look at the Samaritan. He was willing to suffer, to sacrifice for an unknown man. His act of charity cost him wine, oil, bandages. It cost him travel time, the use of his animal. It was an inconvenience to his journey. But this great man was willing to suffer and not count the cost. Now back to the original question and topic, the apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I do believe most of us have heard the church-approved apparitions of Lourdes, Fatima, Cabello, and even in our own country, in Wisconsin. What has been the most common theme that Mary has asked of us? To pray the rosary every day for peace in the world and the conversion of sinners. Yes, sinners include all of us. To offer sacrifices, no matter how small, for the reparations of the sins of the world, and for the offenses of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now you may ask, well, isn't that old-fashioned? Not at all. Nothing Jesus or Mary asks of us is ever out of date. Well, what is a sacrifice or a reparation? Simply put, it is our willingness to give up, whether in season or out of season, something we truly enjoy and accepting the pain of giving to Jesus and saying, Lord, I offer you the discomfort of my sacrifice in reparation for you, fill in the blank. Not long ago, when the Knights of Columbus started talking about offering a holy hour of adoration for reparation of the sins committed by clergy, our own sins, the sins of the world, and for the return of fallen away Catholics, someone stated, well, the second Friday, or in fact, any Friday, evening around 6 p.m. is very inconvenient. People like to go and eat, watch TV or a movie, visit with friends, etc. But our response should be, and probably the same response of Jesus and our Blessed Mother Mary, is that sacrifices and reparations are not about convenience, but offering to God the inconvenience or discomfort of any situation. When thinking about a sacrifice you may do, ask yourselves, is it convenient to offer my illness since I am already suffering? Was it convenient for the early Christian martyrs to suffer and die? Was it convenient for Jesus to suffer, be abused and treated with great cruelty, ridiculed, beaten, then to die on the cross for us? How have all of us fallen into a Christianity of convenience? It is because none of us knows what it is like to suffer. We have become a society of spoiled children, not willing to give up any of our conveniences or pleasures. But if something should happen, oh my, we are right there quick to complain to God. Not long ago, I heard some words of wisdom that I will leave for all of us to consider in our own hearts. I believe in God, but I don't act like it. I believe I have a Savior, but I don't live like I have a Savior. The Good Samaritan had a choice. He chose to suffer with the suffering instead of walking away.